Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about how long a person has to announce the item that's lost before he gives up hope of finding the rightful owner. Mishnah says, Ve'ad matai hayav l'achriz, until when does a person who found an item have to announce that he found it? Ad kedesh yed'u bo shechenav, until the neighbors in the area around the item where it was found, that location, till they all know about it. Once they all know about it, the odds are that it's theirs. And once none of them claim it, the person could give up his search of trying to find the rightful owner. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Regalim, he has to announce it in Yerushalayim on all three of the Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. The obligation is not only, like Rabbi Meir says, on the neighbors in the area of where the item was found, but the hachraza, the announcement, has to be to the entire Jewish people. And therefore, the spot where Bnei Yisrael are is Yerushalayim on the Regalim. That's where they all unify, on Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And we say it has to be all three Regalim that you have to announce it there, because sometimes people miss one or two of the Regalim, but odds are people are not going to miss all three of the Regalim in Yerushalayim. So you have to announce it three times in a row over there. And there was a special spot in Yerushalayim where they would announce these lost items, and that's what a person has to do in order to get his announcement out there. And he has to then wait in Yerushalayim after the third of these three regalim, when the final one, he has to wait in Yerushalayim another 7 days. The whole purpose of this is, let's say somebody lost an item, and they don't know if it's theirs or not. So maybe they'll think it's theirs. So we want to give them enough time to travel home for 3 days, check their house for the lost item, and then to travel back to Yerushalayim, and then to, on that last day, that's 3 days each way, and then on that last day, to announce that he lost an item and try and give a siman for his own item, and that also lasts 1 day. So therefore, we have to wait that amount of time according to Rabbi Yehuda.